I thought this song was about black women. About heroin.
Yeah, I was just debating whether it is. It can be laid out in both ways. It can be interpreted.
But for years, I thought it was about them brown sugar. Come on. I'm like, it's about black women. It's almost like, you know, it's about heroin. I'm like, what? Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see how that could be. The song could be about heroin.
That's so funny. How are you? Episode 36, Skin After Skin podcast. Skin After Skin, the podcast.
The podcast.
As opposed to the television show.
There's a show called Skin After Skin?
I don't know. We might go into that next.
Oh, like people need to see us sitting around looking
shit. Not a video cast. We'll make a TV show with like segments like the monkeys had.
I love the monkeys.
Hmm.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around. Loved it. Oh, when Davy Jones died, I was devastated. I saw
him. Did he die?
Yeah,
when did
he died really recently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I ran it. I was back in my dancing years, I was out dancing one night at the Derby. This is back when I was a swing dancer, and I'm dancing at the Derby one night, and we managed to score a booth in the front. And me and my friends are sitting up there, and all of a sudden, I freak the shit out. And I'm screaming, oh, my God, there's a monkey, there's a monkey. My friend's looking around, looking for an actual
monkey,
and it's Mickey Dolan. She's like, she turns to me, she goes, idiot, I was looking for a monkey. I couldn't get anything else out, okay? I was having a moment.
That's funny.
It's a monkey! It's a monkey! Yeah, I'm classy.
I did not know that he died.
Yeah, it was fairly recent.
You know, I was very upset oh God, now I can't remember his name. English actor, when he died, I was really upset. He played the Arthur movies.
Gotta give him more than that. I need a name.
Yeah, I can't think of him right now.
Like, really, the music helps you think when you don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God, why can I not think of his name? He played Liza Minnelli, Arthur. I can so see his face with the curly hair. Nope. Babe. Didn't make it. Oh, well, we'll have to look him up later.
Okay, edited later. It's Dudley Moore. So sad.
Oh, we need to correct something from the last podcast. Ramadan was already way back when.
I miss Ramadan. Oh, speaking of which, so this guy, I've been working on a project of mine. Because I realize it's every 9 months it comes up. And so the date moves around. And right. I didn't realize it was so further back than I recalled. And so I was talking to this guy that's been driving me crazy on this project. And someone had mentioned he was Turkish. And his name was very that part of the world. And so I'm all, hey. You're Turkish, right? He's like, yeah. I go, he's like, well, my parents were born there. I was like, your wife Turkish? He's like, yeah. I go, y'all celebrate Ramadan? He's like, yeah. I go, be forewarned, I'll be at your house in like 8 months. Okay. He goes, are you serious? I'm like, tell your wife now, I will be there for dinner one night. Okay, because it's the whole month.
Be good.
He goes, you know what? He goes, my wife is actually a really good cook. I go, and there you go. You think I'm kidding? I will fucking show up on your front doorstep. I'm like, it's a holiday. There's gathering, thanks, and food. Yes, I need to be a part of Ramadan.
And we have this year Hanukkah, not for Christmas, but it's Thanksgivica.
Yes. It's Thanksgivicamus.
Well, it's not.
The Thanksgivicamus. Fairy.
Right, which lives
she owes
downstairs.
Me Dwayne Johnson.
She owes me a surgery.
And a sewing machine and a unicorn that poops magic.
That's what the Thanksgivicamus Fairy is going to bring.
So far. I told her that there's more coming on my list.
Right.
I need Jimmy Choo shoes.
So we messed up the holidays, so apologies to anybody who celebrates.
And you asked me how
holiday.
Many football teams were in a conference, and it's a little bit more complicated than that. I was thinking the lowest common denominator, which is like, you'll have, like, there's the AFC and the NFC. So that's the, I forget what that stands for. And then there's regions within that, and those, like the AFC South, the AFC West, and it's the North, da-da-da. And there's four in those, but there's 16 on the AFC side, 16 on the other side, and they have to keep it even. Which is why when they give LA a team, they either have to give us two teams or they have to give someone else a team. So the big thing is if LA gets one team, odds are we're going to get two teams.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Then I have to pick one of those as well.
Depends on who we get. They keep talking about giving us the Chargers, and I'm like, no.
Are we going to get the Giants?
No.
LA Giants?
Dude, you have fucked the Giants up. Dude.
I did not.
You are the biggest jinx I've ever seen. Holy crap.
Go Cowboys.
Hey, you stay the hell away from my Cowboys, okay? They have enough problems as it is. They're barely squeaking by. We don't need your bullshit slacked on top of that. So, but we'll get to balls later in a second.
So apparently there is a documentary out there. It's called The Book of Manning, and I want to watch that. I will look for that online.
Because you know why, right?
Archie Manning. Also famous football player. And there's a third brother who got injured.
He plays basketball.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Oh. What? And he was adopted.
And then they were like, well, he goes, our mom played Canadian football. She didn't. But we still love her. Yeah, Archie's huge. They have footage of Manning. Yay big. How about, do you want to be a football player like you did? Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, they have footage of him as a kid, you know, in the backyard playing football. So, I mean.
Well, since we're talking already the other balls.
Yes.
Tell me, how does one score
in this
game?
There are multiple ways to score. In basketball, you got to get the fucking ball into the hoop. Boom.
Right.
Points. Okay.
All right. Because I was thinking about this. I was like, I don't even understand the object of the game. I mean, I know the ones with the higher score win.
Yes.
But that's about all I know. How do you get a point? Let's start with that.
There's end zones at the end of every, both sides of the field.
Okay.
One's yours, one's mine.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to get into mine, but you are blocking me. You and 10 other people are blocking me, defense, from getting into my end zone.
Okay.
I am the offense, you are the defense. Once you get the ball, you become the offense, and I am blocking you into getting into your end zone. End zone switch at halftime. So the direction you go changes. Same thing in basketball.
Like in soccer. Right.
And soccer. It's a field instead of a pitch, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So my goal is to get into the end zone. And basically.
So if I get the ball into the end zone, I get points.
Yes, but hold on a second. I'm not going to explain how you have to get into the end zone because there's multiple ways. But if you're on foot or your body rolls into the end zone or you jump in the air and catch the ball and you land in the end zone, 90% of the time, that is a touchdown. Okay?
With the ball.
I 6 points.
Just, like, have one guy out there.
You just can't be standing in the fucking end zone getting points, okay? You gotta have the ball. Yeah, I'm here, bitch. No, you have to have the ball. You have to have possession. You have to show possession in the end zone, okay? That's 6 points.
If I go in with the ball,
yes.
I get 6 points.
If you catch the ball and you land inside the end zone, you get 6 points.
So that's a touchdown?
That is a touchdown.
Okay.
All right. Now, it gets a little bit more interesting after that. So you have multiple chances to get into the end zone. At some point, you can say, fuck this, or this is not happening. And you can kick the ball through the uprights. You know those yellow things at the end?
The goal up high?
Yes, those are uprights, okay? You can be on your fourth down and be like, you know what, we're not. I could just, whatever. We're just going to kick the ball into the uprights, which you can do from wherever you are. Like, you just can't, you don't go to a designated point. When you make that decision, you have to do it from there, okay? And if you kick it, go in between, that's 3 points.
Wait, does the game stop while I kick?
Yeah.
Say, okay, timeout.
No, it's not timeout. It's like, we're going to do a field goal. That's a field goal, okay?
They can't just stop it at any point?
You usually don't. Like, you can do that on the third down. But because you only have 4 chances. Okay, so I have the ball. I have 4 chances to go 10 yards, minimum.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't go those 10 yards, I have to give the ball over to you.
Okay.
But if I do, like, I make those 10 yards, I get 4 more tries to make 10 more yards, okay? So if you, like, you're near your end zone and you tried one time, you haven't got in. You tried a second time, you haven't got in. You tried a third time, you haven't got in. You have to weigh your odds. You're like, do I try a fourth time and miss and not get any points and give you the ball? Or do I just kick a field goal and get 3 points?
And how much is the field goal worth?
3.
3 points, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you just
said
that.
Touchdown is 6. Field goal is 3. Now, after you make a touchdown, you have 2 options to get more points. You can either, what they call it after, I forget the technical name for it, but after you make a touchdown, you can either kick to the field goal at a specific point, I think it's 20 yards. You get 1 point. Or you can try to run it in, run or throw it in. And that's called a 2-point conversion because you get 2 points for that.
Okay.
Okay. You should, and I'm saying this now, fuck you for anyone who's trying to get the two-point conversion anytime other than the fourth quarter. That's when you do when you're down or you're trying to make it a bigger gap, like you are trying to either solidify your lead or you are behind at an odd number and you're trying to you're running out of time and you're trying to get points so you can win this game. People that when you start doing it early in the game, you're just tracing points and it will come back and get you. It's a lot harder to get those two-point conversions. It's tough. They don't always work out for your best benefit, okay. You know. So people usually go for the kick.
They're kicking.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why everyone thinks a touchdown is worth 7. It's only worth 6.
But you get the kick.
Yeah. You get the kick. And it usually 9 times out of 10 goes in. Mm-hmm. Like 9.9 times out of 10 goes in. There's also a thing called a safety, which is my favorite play. Okay. So I'm trying to get into my end zone and you're blocking me. Okay. But I'm way near your end zone. Like, I'm way across the line. I can see my end zone, but it's way 99 yards around. So your end zone is right behind me. If, as a quarterback, I get tackled in your end zone, you get 2 points for that, and you get the ball.
So I need to go either into your end zone if I'm close enough?
You specifically need to tackle the quarterback in your end zone.
Wait.
Because I'm trying to get to my end zone, right? But I'm way near yours. If you tackle me in yours, you get 2 points for that.
Oh, I get 2 points.
Yeah.
Not you.
No,
okay.
You get 2 points and you get the ball.
But they start running in the middle of the field.
No,
right?
They don't. Okay. I mean, that's the kickoff. So let's not go there because that's a whole other thing.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes you end up backed up for a variety of reasons with your back to your end zone. So if you tackle me as a quarterback in your end zone, you get 2 points in the ball. If I step out of bounds, but completely out of bounds, you get 2 points for that. If someone that calls,
if I kick you out, physically drag you over my line, do I get any points for that? Because you would be
out of
bounds.
Yeah, if I step out of bounds,
so
you're
why
gonna
don't
get them,
they all just gang up on the quarterback?
They
and just
do.
Drag them in,
they try. Trust okay. me, it happens. It's my favorite play. If there's a holding, if there's a holding call in the end zone, you get 2 points for that. If my team commits holding in the end zone, you get 2 points for that.
Nice.
If someone kicks the ball out of the end zone, I believe you also get 2 points for that. Because there's like 6 ways to get. Yeah. They're very rare. The signal for it is this. You put your hands up kind of like this over your hand. Whenever it happens, I jump up on the couch, freaking scream safety at the top of my lungs. I do the call. I text my dad. Okay, because that means you have done something stupid. Or your offensive line is not manning up. And, yeah, so because it's usually if I score, I have to kick the ball to you. This is one chance where you score and you get the ball. It's like you were dumb. So I get 2 points and I get the ball.
Nice.
Give it to me now. Yeah, so those are the ways. Now, there's a couple of things like if you – what they call a pick six. So I'm charging down the field, right? You can't stop me. I'm throwing the ball. I'm passing the ball. It's great. And I throw the ball and someone on your team catches it.
Okay.
And run it back for a touchdown. It's called pick six. So you've picked it off and you scored
and,
the 6
okay.
points.
But it's also it's basically a
it's
touchdown.
It's still a touchdown. Yeah.
Right.
A block field goal, like I go for those 3 points and you block it and you run it back, I think you get 3 points. You don't get a full 6 points for it. But you do get those 3 points.
Okay.
That is super rare. I think I've seen that happen twice.
Mm-hmm.
If we're playing and I'm the quarterback and one of your guys comes and hits me and I drop the ball and you pick it up and score, still a touchdown, but that's a fumble. Or one of your guys is big.
That's a fumble.
And yeah, fumble is someone dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had possession and dropped the ball and the other team picked it up. That's a fumble. But there has to be on
the play. But how does that affect the point?
It affects who has the ball.
Okay, but it doesn't affect the scoring because the scoring is basically a field goal, a touchdown, or safety.
Yes.
Those are the 3 ways.
Yep.
Interesting.
4, touchdown, the after touchdown points, field goal, safety.
Yeah, right, that 7th
but
point.
But I bring up these other things because, like in basketball, you have to have the ball to score.
Mm-hmm.
In football, you don't necessarily have to have the ball to score. I can tackle you in your end zone and score 2 points.
That's true.
Okay? You could have the ball and be charging down the field. I can catch it and run back, you know? Stripped is like, I'm running back. I have the ball. I can see the end zone. I'm running. And you come up and smack it out of my hand. Someone else picks it up and runs it the other way. That's very demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
But good play.
Interesting. Well, thank you for that. That was, now at least, I have an idea.
Yeah.
I might start watching a little bit.
God, the Giants are not going to appreciate that. Because your team is 0-6. You have won no games.
Yeah, well, there are more games. There are 10 more games.
I have won more NFL games than the Giants have.
10 more games.
God, if you could lose all of them, that'd be great.
Get first pick.
Oh, yeah, you guys are going to be high up in the draft as it is. 6 losses? Oh, yeah, you guys are going to be high in all kinds of sexy in the draft.
I was reading up on their website a little bit.
I love that you know about the draft now.
I was looking at, they were trading somebody for a third round draft pick, and I'm like, okay, I have an idea, but I don't know really, but I'm understanding more
you
and more.
Can, like, I can call you and be like, look, I want your number,
right.
Your number 2 player. I'm going to trade you a draft pick in 2015.
That's crazy.
You know, so it's like, okay, and like you'll see stuff when you watch the draft, which is actually really interesting to watch, but you're going to be watching the draft and you're like, why does New England have 1,500 draft picks in the first round? Because they traded over the last 3 years in order to sit in there just like plucking these kids out of college. And we went him. It's a lot of fun. The draft is a lot. The first round is really a lot of fun. So, yes, there's other balls.
Shall we talk a little bit about yarn?
Yeah, let's.
What are you working on?
I'm still working on Alicia because really...
How did that go? Because you said you were going to work on it this week.
I worked on it did I work on it this week? I think I worked on it just a little bit this week because I really have been concentrating on the quilt. And
talk
the
boy. About the quilt. Oh, no, the quilt is going to be in the haberdashery, or is it?
No, I want to talk about it now because I've been working on it. But I've been working on the quilt, hanging out with the boy, so... Timing has been...
The dingo.
I told him about that, too. Like, she asked me, has the baby... Was it, did the dingo eat your baby? And he laughed. I'm like, she fucking said this to me in my face. I lost my shit for like 5 minutes. But I've been working on the quilt because I had gotten tired of feeling bad and shamed by Jill's quilt and how awesome it was. I was like, my quilt's not perfect like
hers. And by Adam's quilt.
Oh, thank you for adding that. I hadn't even thought about that. Thanks, Eve.
Thanks, Adam. Jill.
No, I hadn't even thought about Adam. I was still, you know, feeling oppressed by Jill's awesomeness. Now I kind of feel oppressed by his, too. But I was like, you know what? Mine's not going to be perfect like Jill's, but it'll be my first quilt, and I'll finally get it done. I'll be all happy, and I just won't let anyone look at it closely. And so I finally squared it up, and I did a decent job squaring it up. Like, there's like one corner that's a little suspect, but for the most part, it's really well squared up, considering I was like, I'm just going to fucking cut it. I was like, hope it comes out great.
I saw your 50 yards of bias tape you made.
My 51 plus yards of bias tape. Yeah, so I was like, okay, how am I going to bind this? I knew I wanted to do the custom. I wanted to make the binding because I had the material for it. So I'm all over Pinterest. I'm all over YouTube. I finally find this one girl. She's like, if you use 2 slap quarters, you'll make more than enough binding for like even the largest quilt. I'm like, oh, okay. I have a medium to small size quilt. I go, how big is a fat quarter? I'm like, it's like 18 by 20, 20 by 20, somewhere around there. So I cut this. I'm like, this big ass piece seems like it would be too.
So you sewed it together and did the whole turn?
No, I cut it, did the trapezoid cut, and then folded it, and then cut it, then sewed them together. So I didn't feel like drawing lines, because you have to draw your lines. So I was like, I ain't doing that. So I was like, I'd rather sew these together than do all that. So I'm cutting it, you know, I cut it all up, which just came out great. And I'm sewing them all together. I'm like, it's a lot of yardage. As I sew them all together, and I'm standing in my bathroom, I'm like, how many yards is this? No, I'm sitting in my craft room. So I roll. Oh, by the way, we're at Eve's house. I count out like roughly how many yards I have. I'm like, oh my God, I need 51 yards.
How many yards do you need? 10?
Maybe somewhere between 10 and 20.
That's funny.
Like, I have more. I got it actually all the way around. It's attached. I just have to flip it over and hand stitch it down. But
So you attached it on one side?
Yeah, I did. I only have one tiny piece to do because I want to print it out work to get a better idea of what she was doing. I did part of it this morning, and I plan to do that tonight. But so it'll be attached tonight, and then I plan to just, I got to sit down and hand stitch it back.
Then you're done.
And then, yeah, I just got to wash it, and I'll be done.
Nice. Good job.
Yeah,
you're
but
next time
I have
we'll talk, I wanna see the thing.
Freaking binding to bind a whole nother quilt.
Okay, hey, keep it. You never know.
Oh, my God. I was just like, why? Like, in my mind, this is like... this looks like it's two fat quarters. It was clearly more than that. I mean,
did
like,
you just randomly cut?
Yeah, like laid out my diet with the material I had left. I was like, that looks like enough. And I just cut it.
Well, it was enough. You were right.
Oh, it was more than enough. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. So hopefully, like I told you in my emails, like it's very rhythmic once you start sewing
right.
something like that down by hand. And so tomorrow I'll be busy. But Sunday while I'm watching football, I plan to sit down and try to get as much of it that
next
done.
Time I want to see it.
Yeah, it should be well done. I'd like, there's, I just have one more thing to do. You know, it's not like, oh, yeah, no, it's just a matter of sitting down and blind stitching this bad boy around.
Nice.
And then ta-da.
Well, I'm working on,
and I'll be like, bitch, I'm a quilter. What? I'm sorry, my language is particularly bad tonight because I've been listening to this comedy album my brother sent me, and it's some of the raunchiest comedy ever, and they swear like sailors, and I've been listening to it nonstop for 2 days. Like, my brother called me from Japan last night, and we talked about it.
Can I say what I've been listening to?
Oh, Lord. No.
What does
no.
the fuck say?
We don't care. Ding, 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 ding. It's so horrible.
That's like 135 million hits on YouTube. 135 million people cannot be
yes,
wrong.
They can.
What does the fox say?
See,
you
know it. She goes, it's really a good song. No, it's not.
No, it is really a good song.
It's horrible. It's you good. And your horrible techno choices.
It's a Norwegian band.
Is it really? It's so bad.
It's so good.
It's so horrible.
See, but you know it. You listen. You guys go out there and listen to YouTube.
I love how you pointed at the computer.
You guys. They're in the computer. Go on YouTube. Listen to the song. What does the fox say? I forgot the name of the band because it's Norwegian. It's like swinging or something like that. So I'm working on... I have decided to put all my knitting aside.
Just
and
to work
just
on.
Work on level two, and that's what I'm doing. And we're done with the topic.
And you're like,
it's not going too
and
well.
Done. Failing is that what we're saying? Epic failness.
It's not a fail.
Level
I got a
two
little
is not
bit.
That hard. What are you doing? It's a lot
this,
of increases,
I
decreases.
Swear to God.
Some cabling.
This knitting master's program. I have said that, and people think I'm kidding, but I'm very serious. Is more difficult than my MBA.
Are you drinking?
No.
And
it
not
is
sharing?
More
what's
difficult
your
because
bottle?
An MBA, what you do is you read papers and you do analysis and you write papers.
I can do that all day.
This is harder. This is much harder. And I'm sticking with that. So the truth.
I'm giving her the look of,
It's hard. Well, okay, fine. You do an MBA and then you do this. And then you tell me.
You know, I'm all about proving people to people I'm right, but within reason.
Like, I challenge you for an MBA and then master's.
First and foremost, that's not the master's program I want to go through. Okay. Much rather get my sociology master's. I'm not, like, it's like, you know how far the moon is and stuff? I know
do
it's
your
not.
Sociology master's and then do the knitting one. I tell
you,
the
know.
Knitting one is so much harder than the sociology master's.
Hey, self-centered
I think
as
the
I
only
am.
One that's probably harder than the knitting is the law degree and the medical degree. Other than that, maybe engineering.
So your list is engineering, medical, getting becoming a doctor,
medical,
becoming a lawyer.
Lawyer, knitting. Well, engineering, knitting.
I love how you had to think about whether or not being an engineer was more difficult than getting your level two knitting master's. I'm not downplaying the knitting, but I'm thinking maybe building a building without it, you know, careening down upon people when the wind blows, maybe a little bit more difficult. I'm just throwing it out there for you to think about.
I need to think about it. Since I don't have an engineering degree, I can't really say, but...
you can't make that leap?
I don't know. I've never done it. An engineering degree might be really easy for me. I don't know.
My dad has an engineering degree. It ain't easy.
I know. I have a computer science degree.
Yeah,
it wasn't that
easy.
Yeah,
either, right?
But I think it was easier than this.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know which that makes me want to do more, getting a master's degree or do the level one. I'm kind of curious about both now.
Get them both and then tell me what you think.
Yeah, like I
in
said,
the meantime,
I'm all about...
I'll hopefully get on with this level two here.
I'm all about proving people I'm right.
Prove me wrong.
I got it. I'm not gonna compete with you on this one. I'm just going to internally be like, she is crazier than a box of rocks.
I don't know. I'll ask my friends. Okay, anybody... Well, no, I'll ask my friends who are also doing this. I'll ask them.
Okay.
So
is this your finished doll object?
No, the other one.
Purple one?
Yeah, okay, I've made seen that one. One chemo hat.
Can I try this on?
Yeah, sure. It's a slouchy hat, and it it matches your t-shirt.
Oh, it does match my t-shirt. It looks very Rastafarian.
It's a slouchy hat, and it's the worm type of where you do like six rows of knit and six rows of purl and do the stripes. So, and it goes to the chemo people. And that's all I did other than my few little
rows. I haven't finished anything. I'm just chugging along both my projects.
Going on into the haberdashery, I did finish, finally,
the July project.
The July sewing bee.
My gosh.
We had the discussion with the bags, the zipper bags. Is the one with the denim on top and the red on bottom prettier, or the one with red on top and the denim on bottom? And I still stand by the denim on top, the red on the bottom. The reason why is because the red is such a heavy material.
I'm not talking about feel, I'm talking about visually.
Well, do you still stand by the red on top, denim on bottom? Actually, I like them both very much, you know. But I do like the denim on top a little bit better. In all fairness, zippers. I have a red zipper with the denim on top and the white zipper with the red on top. I think I should have put a blue zipper on the red on top.
Okay, I will be very honest. If you had put a blue zipper on that one, I would have liked that one better. But because that one has the white zipper on it, and I love contrast, but it's just so stark white against such a heavy.
Well, because you have the white on the inside as well with the gingham.
I love it when it's open. I mean, because of the zipper though, I have to go with the denim on top.
Right, and I agree. I should have put a blue zipper, and I didn't have a blue zipper. That's why I went with the white.
But you understand what I'm saying? It's not for me. It's not about the feeling of the material in this respect. It is about
the colors,
the jeans on the bottom.
I like them both. And touch them because I had to put the interfacing.
Touch them.
It's so thick.
Ooh, no, you put fleece interfacing in it.
Fusible fleece. The one thing I'm not happy, and this is clearly a sign of still being a beginner, is the butt of it. And the butt is when you lift the zipper on the one side where, there, this. This and this.
Oh, yeah.
One thing is the tab on the zipper
was really hard to put on.
That tab on the zipper was hard because it's such a thick material.
I hand-did one of mine.
I had on one of them, the sewing machine got stuck and the needle actually ripped out.
The only thing that's the problem here is that you didn't come further enough down. And that would have solved 90%
right,
of your
problem. On this side it's sort of okay.
Yeah.
But that's again, I'm happy with the bags. It shows that there's a little bit of an opening. It's a beginner bag, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a beginner. So I'm caught up with July. Next is...
Pajamas! The August
the
project.
The August-September project, which I have the material. Oh, sorry, cat. I just kicked you. Sorry.
I do that to the dog sometimes.
I just kicked the cat. Here's my material.
You pulled the Michelle. You did red and white gingham with the red on the outside, the white zipper, and you used blue thread. It's classic Michelle.
Here's my
material. Oh, my gosh. Sock monkey material.
So that's gonna be the next. The
pajamas. Oh, you're a new cotton. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because
some
I'm
brush
not.
Cotton almost.
I'm not there yet.
I bought pajamas last night at Target, and they fit.
You cannot submit them as your
no.
project.
I'll tell you right now, they're pink stripes. So
or at least take the Target tag out.
No, but they fit exactly. I got large. Apparently, I'm colossal. I got large. They fit exactly how I like my pajamas to fit. Roomy, but not swimming. Okay, all the way to the ground. The elastic fits, but it's not tight. I just wanted to hold it up if the string comes loose, so I'm not running around with pajamas around my ankle. It says it holds it up, and there's a string that I can tie it tight. They fit perfectly. I'm going to make a pattern off of those.
Great.
That's the plan.
Yeah, because you have
and
the
pink
problems
and white stripes
with
piping.
You had the problems with those other pants.
The first pair was colossal. And then when I cut it down, they fit like they were riding like in a weird way. Brief parentheses, I thought I saw a spider, but I didn't. This morning, I'm lying on my bed, and I roll over my back, and I'm looking up, and there's a spider on my ceiling, a big black
How
spider.
How did you come up with a spider right
Because
now?
I thought I saw a spider on your wall.
That's
okay.
A nail.
I know, shush. So I'm sitting there, and I'm lying in bed. I'm like, I got to kill this spider. I hate killing spiders on popcorn ceilings because it's hard to get a really good swatch to kill.
I hate killing spiders overall. I actually picked them up and put them outside so they can run away.
Oh, no. Yeah, if I had a husband, that's totally his job. But like, babe, 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 babe. I'm lying in bed. I know, right? Exactly. I'm lying in bed. I'm looking at the spider, and I fall asleep for a brief moment. Okay, because it's super early morning. I open my eyes, and the first thing I do is look at the spider. The spider is gone.
Oh, not good.
I'm all.
I don't know if it's gonna crawl into your ears or whatever.
I look over and it's just crawled to the wall. I'm like, okay, I have to kill it now. I have to kill it now. I killed it. Like it fought. Like it didn't want to die on the ceiling and it fell down on the carpet. So I'm trying to kill it. Bailey's not helping. He's just sitting there watching me go crazy. But I'm just like, I'm telling you, fear. I open my eyes. I'm all, oh God.
So oh, did you get it in the end?
Yeah, I killed it.
That's like the woman who...
I'm sorry, this story was random.
But remember that book I read where the woman hiked that entire trail from San Diego up to Canada?
Which is crazy.
On the mountains. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was, wild, something wild. There was a bear. And she panicked. There was nothing around her. She was alone on top of the mountain with this bear in her way, right? And all she said was like, she closed her eyes and blew her whistle really loud and very long and just hoped that it would go away. So then after some time, she opened her eyes and the bear was gone, but she didn't know where it went.
Yeah, because she closed her eyes.
She's gonna run into it.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell's wrong with her? So this one's crazy. I'm just going to go over there.
She survived to write the book, so it's all good. And so coming back to...
Sorry, I thought I saw a spider, and before I panicked, that story popped back in my mind.
So what I'm doing is looking at potholder patterns.
I have enough bias to make 9,000 potholders.
I've decided, because I really like the round ones from the patterns, we put a bunch of patterns up on the Ravelry group in the Sewing Bee thread for the October challenge. And one of them is this round one, which is gorgeous, beautiful. I will not make a round one. I've decided I'll make a square one.
Why?
Because sewing in the round is probably a lot harder than sewing straight lines. I'm not there yet.
I'm going to spread. Here's my thing. Since, you know, I've worked almost done with my quilt, Jill made her quilt, and she did her freehand scrolling thing. Like, I got to do that now. You know, I'm like, me, I'm sitting here on my sewing machine. So I'm like, Jill did it. Jill did it. So now I'm like, I want to make a cool.
Oh, by the way, hi, Jill. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Jill. Hey, Lisa. Chisa. Hey, Chisa. I was just like, well, I can do it too, right? And I figured if any time is a time to try something like that, it's something on this size, right?
But the squirrely lines, you can do whether it's a square or a round potholder, yes. Either way. So I'll go for probably a square one, and now that I said that...
I thought you wanted to do the leaf one, because you didn't need straight lines for that either. Because it had the veins were all wiggly.
No, but I'm talking about the outside of the pot holder, where you sew on that tape around, or whatever.
You just follow your seam.
What thing around, whatever it's called.
The bias tape that you put on it. Chris is like looking at me in panic. I'm like, she is not going to get there.
What is it?
Yeah, I mean, but it's supposed to be a challenge.
I know, and I hate that I just gave away my secret why I'm going with the square one, because I know it's going to come, you know.
So you should make a square one and attempt a circle-y one.
I need to make pajama pants first.
Yeah, you do need to. We both need to cry. I at least made my first pair and, like, abandoned them when they didn't fit well. But now that I have a pattern... So what are you going to do to make yours? Are you going to base yours on... Because that seems to be the way to go.
No,
everyone's like,
I have a whole bunch of patterns of Butterick or Simplicity or whatever patterns.
Everyone seems to be like, the best fitting ones are just to make ones off. Because who are they cutting patterns for? I'm like, who is this for?
You know, I've read somewhere on a sewing blog lately that people now like the... PDF patterns a lot better than the cutout patterns, because you can reprint them if you want to do them in a different size. So I have never worked with a PDF pattern.
I mean, basically you have to, it's a little bit more work as far as getting to your pattern pieces.
You have to print it and glue it together.
Tape it together. And a lot of people go from there to pattern paper or to a couple other things, you know, like the Crafty Gemini uses craft paper, things like that. So you do have a couple more steps, but you do, if you do that, you always have a working pattern. You always have, like, actually, you can always download it again. And the pattern, like, as much as I love Vogue patterns and Butterick and all that, so step A, that, what you call it?
The paper.
The paper is really thin. be the sizing for the bigger names has gotten really out of hand. And I think the indie PDF type people are doing a much better job in with sizing. And design, to be quite honest with you. I don't know. It's a very interesting, and it's cheaper because now you're not having to pay. Sometimes it's cheaper. It's not always cheaper because I've seen them for like $15 to, you know, do the PDF. But a lot of times you have the options like, do you want a printed one or do you want a PDF? Or we no longer print this, but we can give you the PDF. So you right. have, it just, I think it gives a lot more options as far as getting it, you know, what you want to print it on, how you want to manipulate that. Like your options.
Well,
how
I usually like the sales at Joann's for 99 cents a pattern. It's
right.
Like, it's nice.
But I hate that pattern paper. Like, and that paper has never changed.
That, you know what, that pattern paper.
Like, once they got to the 50s, because the paper in front of that was even thinner. Like, it's like they got to the 60s or 70s, and they're like, we are never going to stray from this, what we have decided on. I'm just like, I can rip that shit in a heartbeat.
Talk to her. Well, not her, the other one. She can give you, and I'm pointing at the cat.
Mm-hmm.
She can give you good use for the pattern paper. I think I told you the story where I had a pattern laid out here and cut all my pieces and put all my stuff on top of it so it doesn't put my thread and stuff on top
you
of the paper so that the wind doesn't blow it away and something. And I come out and I see the cat playing all cute with something. I'm like, oh my god, it's the thread. I'm like, oh my god, she had built a nest out of one of my patterns that I had
she's
already
cut.
She's like,
this
cut.
Is fabulous.
Yeah, she's like, so I had to then straighten it out and glue it down.
Yeah,
pain.
That's
it's pain. So yeah, pot holders, everybody, look at them. Not knit pot holders. Because
so
we were, hours. This was funny, during the week, we were emailing back and forth, and Michelle sends me an email saying, oh, I'm looking at patterns for the pot holder. And I'm like, are you insane?
She went apeshit. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with Eve? I'm like, oh my gosh, she's thinking about
knitted or
knitting. I'm like,
pot holders.
I think I called you a silly goose. I'm like, no, silly goose.
Because we participated in the annual pot holder swap a couple of years, and it's a lot of work because we had to make five pot holders. And five pot holders is equal to ten washcloths.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, so much work.
Did we do it twice?
Twice, yes.
Oh, that's right, because
we hosted
it the second
once.
Time because we were drunk.
Talking of hosting and talking of yarn. We are.
I'm so glad when they took that back. I'm like, oh
right.
God. I mean, it was fun and it was an experience, but that was a lot of work.
Yeah. We are still hosting our annual dishcloth swap, which was just happened in July, August.
Mm-hmm.
And in the annual dishcloth swap, we do have the
holiday scrubby swap.
Winter Wonderland scrubby
winter swap. Winter Wonderland scrubby swap.
So that's going on right now. Hey,
that's going on.
God, it's a horrible echo. Head
that's
over.
Bad that you're freaking singing the fox song. Okay. What does the fox say? Foxes don't say that, FYI.
I looked it up.
I love how you actually Wikipedia it.
No,
like,
that was not the only one, because it was on YouTube. There was a video about the real foxes' sounds and stuff. And underneath, there were like comments like, oh, that's what the fox says.
You know? YouTube is going to ruin your advanced planet. It's horrible.
So that was funny. Anyways,
I have been looking at baby stuff too to make, because I have a shitload of pregnancies. My friend just got back to me who's pregnant in another building, and I was like, you know, I was sitting at my desk and I was thinking about you. I was like, she's gonna have a boy. And she goes, you know what? I think I'm gonna have a boy too. And she goes, I told my husband that. He's like, what do you mean you feel like it's a boy?
He's just has she had a kid before?
Yeah, this is her first. Okay. He's just because it's inside of you, you think you could feel. I'm just gonna say it's a girl just to be contradictory. It's a girl. Yeah.
So much for that.
I know. We were totally
so
wrong.
So what at baby patterns, are you looking at clothing or blankets? Or what are you looking at?
Well, see, here's the problem. It's a varying degree of people that I like to people that I'm like, oh, I probably have to just make you something.
Or you're just buying a gift card from Toys R Us.
I know. But
it's so much easier if you don't like them.
It's not that I don't like them. I just don't know their wives as well. And I don't know if they're...
Are they gonna appreciate it
that
it's handmade?
Problem.
You know, because that's always the thing. If it's somebody who appreciates, then that's one thing.
Like,
if
I have one coworker.
Like,
I don't know like what her deal is. I've never met her, but I know him, and like he knows I knit, and he knows I made socks. It's like, well, when you knit socks, you can wear them like three times, right? Yeah. So I'm like, do I really want to spend time making you something from
right.
scratch? Like, I don't. You know, it totally depends on whether you're not your girl. You know, his girlfriend. I'm like. I don't know.
Yeah, I would go with, like, my friend Andrea, with the Babies R Us gift card.
Yeah, my friend Andrea, I will make her something, definitely. My friend Corey, I will.
So
make
are
her
you thinking about baby clothing or baby blankets?
No, mostly baby blankets. Mm-hmm. Baby blankets or like baby toys or
talking of baby stuff.
Burp cloths.
Did you see? Oh my god! And I'm so bad on the what's her name? I cannot remember her name. The one who has the cast on right now on her arm.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And she made these baby bibs as gifts. They're adorable. They're better than if I had made them with two free hands. She's making them with the cast on one hand.
There's one thing you do. I make, you know, burp cloths because you can't have enough of those because those little suckers spit everywhere.
Right.
You know. Like camels. Like, I remember Valerie was holding
her. I think you should make bibs, maybe.
I like burp cloths. So cute.
But you can, I mean, like, they're being used once and then they go in the wash, you know, and then it takes a while until they come back.
That's why you make, like, 5 or 6 of them. You just don't make one. You make a stack of them.
Here's a burp cloth.
I know.
Ta-da. I sold it for you.
But, like, people make them with Chanel on one side, and cotton on the other, so it's super soft.
Oh, you mean sewing now?
Yeah. I'm not knitting anybody anything.
I thought you were looking at knitting patterns.
No. It's all going to be sewn. Everyone's due between December and, like, April. So I'm not going to try to kill myself to make a whole bunch of knitted crochet stuff. Did you see ever?
It's a pattern. It's the little Converse booties for babies. Yes. It's the most adorable pattern.
I'm only going to make that for very close friends and my babies, okay? Because those are freaking adorable. Like, I thought about, you know, knitting little booties. I'm like, ugh.
So if you have a child and it comes to you and asks you, Mommy, I know what the dog says, but what does the fox say?
You know, look at that child and say, you want to know what the fox says? Nee, 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 nee. In that cadence, too. Away. All time. Leave mommy alone.
Stupid song. Can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, you keep bringing it up, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite bloggers are pregnant, too. You saw that? Young House Love?
Right.
So I kind of want to make them something, too.
Shall we go to book review?
I was thinking of skipping book review in order to do...
Let's do that.
To do this.
It's the favorites tag game.
By Caitlin from...
Caitlin from Pepper and Pearl.
No, Paprika Pearls.
Paprika Pearls.
Pepper and Pearls. God.
Sorry, Caitlin. I do that every single time. She's so sweet. She's so nice.
She's so precious. She really is. Super cute.
We love her. Check her out as a video podcast.
She's making a giant friggin' blanket right now. I was watching her today. And by watching, I mean I put on YouTube and then I put something in front of it. And then that way when you scroll over it on the bottom, you can see a tiny postcard version. I'm like glaring at it.
Oh, because you have a new...
As of 2007,
You have a new space in your office where you can't just watch randomly TV anymore at work.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no hours of the Great Britain. I can't do that anymore. Because all the people I dislike come by, plus the people I like, and I can't preempt it because I'm by the stairs now. So it's like people coming in and out of the bathroom.
So Paprika Pearls, Caitlin has sent us, it's a tag game that goes to podcasters. And
for those, let me explain this. For what it is, it's like on YouTube, you have, like, you see a lot of beauty tags for what it is, or you see the boyfriend tag or the husband tag. And what is this? A list of questions that apply to your genre of vlogging or blogging, and everyone answers the same questions. So she decided to start one about knitting favorites, and so it's a knitting tag. And so she went through all hers, and then she sent us the questions, and we're going to go through all of ours, and then we're going to tag other podcasts.
And then we're going to tag other podcasts. Right. So first question is, favorite item I've knit? Me first? Okay.
I have a drink in my mouth now.
Flowers for the yarn bombing. And it was not knit, and it was crocheted. They were a pain in the ass, and I knit.
How was that your favorite thing if it was a pain in the ass?
Because everything, I love it when I start, and but when I get to the near, like the 3/4 in it, I start hating it, and when it's finished, I love it again. So
you don't have that crazy rush of euphoria?
No. I start hating the projects. I want them to be done already. When they're done, I like them again. But during this last quarter of it, ugh.
When I did my owl sweater, like, I just sat with it on my lap for like an hour.
You know why the flowers for the yarn bombing? Not because of the actual items, but because the yarn bombing was so much fun. The whole thing, it gave me, that's why it's my favorite item. Because it was just a lot of fun.
I gotta say, I had to think about this because there's been a lot of things I've loved making and really enjoy, but I was like, what have I either made the most, talked about the most, or just like really truly enjoyed making? And I came up with three things. Piper's Journey, like, of I really, really enjoyed making that, like that.
But you did.
I talk about it all the time.
You tried to talk me.
I tried to talk everyone into making non-knitters. Like, I'm like, what, you don't know how to knit? Like, you only have like four fingers, whatever, we'll work it out. You should make the scarf, you know. Like, I think everyone should make Piper's Journey. Like, I really love, you know, so Piper's Journey's one, the Star-Crossed Slouchy Beret, which I've made. Like,
wait, you're supposed to do one favorite item?
Bitch, I had to pick three, so calm down.
So, can I start follow directions?
No, I can't, I'm totally horrible. The Star-Crossed Slouchy Beret, I've made that in Barocco Ultra Alpaca, I've made it in. Red Heart with Love, which was a horrible decision. It makes it so much bigger. It fit my head really well, but it's like colossal. It's longer than it.
That was that purple one, right?
The teal one.
Yeah. Sorry, why did I say purple and teal?
I made it in the Martha Stewart cashmere blend for my friend. I've made it in Woolies. Like every time I make it, I use different yarn, and I love it. Every time I make it, like, I truly enjoy making that hat. Great results, beautiful, cute hat, super easy. Only modified it a tad just because of my knitting gauge. And then my third one has to be the Twirly Girl dishcloth. I mean, I've made 10
made
of them.
There's one sitting right there. Yeah. I use it every day.
I've made 10 of them, and I have so much fun making that thing. Like, I kind of want to go home and make one, you know, just because it's like I can knock it out. It's just like chain, it's like it. I really enjoy making it. It's like the easiest thing in the world.
So between those three, which one is your favorite?
You trying to make me pick
one?
My children?
Yeah, because you need to follow direction and pick one item.
You didn't pick anyone for the fifth question down. You don't even have an answer. So if I had to pick one.
All right, fine. Next question.
I love those three patterns. That, like, if I had to make any of those three again, I'd have no problem. Like, I'd be like, okay.
Favorite design?
Star-Crossed Slouchy Beret.
My favorite design is Central Park hoodie.
I also love
that. And that was one of the projects that actually...
I was going to throw something else on there, but you had to pick one.
That was coming to the top of my list when I thought about favorite projects. Even though I had to make four sleeves on that.
You did not have to make four sleeves.
Well, I had to, so that I get to...
You put yourself in a position to have
messing up, you know. But I really like that jacket. I mean, I just love it. But I love the design more than the making of it. Like, it was everything. So what's your, you already said.
Yeah, it's the Star-Crossed Slouchy Beret by Natalie Larson. Like, it's not the most complicated, but this is an enjoyable knit for me. I really like that. And Piper's Journey.
No.
Star-Crossed Lover, or Star-Crossed Slouchy Beret. There we go.
All right, there we go. Next question. Favorite weight of yarn?
I picked two on this one. Oh my God, I'll cross one out. I put worsted and I put... seven hearts around it. Worsted. I love worsted. Like, it just is not, it's not too thin, it's not too thick, it moves nicely. Like, I love sock yarn, and it's like it's all soft and cushy, but oh my God, everything takes forever in sock way. It's like, God,
well, worsted,
I've been working on this for 9 years.
Worsted, you know? Is the one that I definitely make the most items in.
Right. But you know, you love you some slouch.
But my
super bulky.
Favorite weight of yarn is super bulky double stranded.
Wow.
On a size
300.
There we go.
Did
love
you
it.
Really just
three
say
stitches and you have a coat.
Super bulky.
Double
stranded.
How
that's
awesome is that? Can it get any more
awesome?
Super duper
wooper wooper bulky.
With size 50, the red needles
from
Lion Brand.
Oh my gosh, mine are gray.
Oh, well then they're not from Lion Brand.
I don't think they are. No, that I think about it, I'm like, no, that sounds accurate. Yeah, if you could knit everything out of like unspun roving, you would.
It's nice. Roving is pretty.
It is pretty.
You just
it
have
is.
To spin it up. That's a pain in the ass.
No, you wouldn't even spin it up. You'd be like, let me just knit that as is. Hand it over. Like
crochet as well. I can, you know, maybe it wouldn't
you
be.
You like crochet
in
super bulky?
It's
dense.
It's painful in the hands.
And it's dense.
Yeah, I think for crochet, I would actually go with worsted as my favorite.
I do love worsted, triple-stranded in crochet as a scarf.
Huh.
It's nice, and it's fast.
I need to maybe look up some patterns on that.
I do a really simple pattern in that, and I do it in, like, three close colors. It looks really nice.
In a moss choice, stitch. Three colors that are...
Karen Simply Soft in three.
See, the thing was, while we're talking about yarn weights... Karen Simply Soft and Venus Choice are both worsted weights.
Which is,
Karen is so much thinner.
Karen Simply Soft is like the thinnest girl in a bunch of like normal size girls.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, and then Venus Choice is like the heavy set girl, the heaviest girl in that same group of normal girls.
Yeah, I guess. It's those two together.
She's the one that's unsure about her weight, but she's perfectly fine, but she's just not a size 4. And then you have the other end, the girl that could probably stand to gain a few pounds, but it's still equally as normal, you know? That is Karen Simply Soft and Vanna's Choice.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Welcome to the analogies of Michelle.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
I mean, it's the same as everywhere where you have a size 8 pant in one store is a size
12
6,
elsewhere,
or in the other store is a size 14. You know, you just never know. Just, you know, it either fit or not, and then cut
but
out the damn
tag.
But
if you look at fingering is so close. Unless you look at like what is that? Not Blue Moon Fibers. Socks That Rock. They have a light, medium, and heavyweight sock. But other than that, like sock weight yarn on the market is so consistent. Like, it's so, the variance is so small, except for the Malabrigo's tends to be a little bit thinner. But it's just like, sock weight, sock weight, sock weight. Like, every sock weight, I'm like, this all feels the same to me. Sport all feels the same to me. DK all feels the same to me. You get to worsted, and it's just like, what happened? And then they put worsted and Aran together in a lot of cases.
Right.
And holy shit. Red Heart with Love is an Aran weight.
It's worsted.
It is. And with Love is totally Aran. That's why my Salty Beret in that came out so big, because that's written for a lightweight worsted, and I made that in that damn Aran. If you look it up, it says it is rated as an Aran. And I was like, why is this so fucking thick and dense? Because it's thicker than shit.
With Aran, I thought it was thinner than worsted.
No, Aran's heavier. It's heavyweight than worsted.
Are you sure?
I'm 1,000% positive.
Well, maybe that's why my sweater came out so big, too.
Yeah, Aran is heavier than worsted.
I thought that Aran was thinner than worsted for some reason.
Huh. It's not big enough to be bulky, but it's not worsted
it's not
either.
Bulky for sure.
Yeah, but it's above worsted, but it's thinner than. Trust me when I say I'm correct on this.
All right.
This is not, I think I'm right.
Well, okay. I'll look it up.
Like my coworker said, he's like, oh, you're right. And I looked at the screen and go, yeah, I know.
Well, now that I know how to edit, she completely was right. Worsted is, of course, lighter than Aran weight, but I confused my Aran with DK. Moving on.
Well, let's move on to the next question. Favorite yarn designer? Yarn designer, we assume.
We're assuming means pattern designer.
A designer who works with yarn.
Yes, yes, that's what we're assuming. And I'm going with Norgon and Stephen West. Yes, I picked two.
Height.
I have actually almost all my questions are two answers.
You're so bad at this.
I'm horrible. Gosh, clearly counting is a problem, which is odd because I count for a living.
Don't
suddenly jump on me because that will freak me out.
I picked Marley Bird. There are so many designers out there. I like them. There are many that I actually look through my favorites. Like, I have several favorite designers. But I love Marley. I just love her.
I really love Norgon. I've never made anything from her. But, like, everything that Jill makes from...
I don't think I've ever made anything from Marley.
Everything that Jill makes from Norgon...
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And that book, the comfort book with the... You know, the one that... Whoa, see? This one I'm talking about. I'm startled. Yeah. At least Bailey, you know he's coming. It takes him like five jumps
quiet.
To come up.
Right.
She's like stalker kitty. But what you call it? The comfort, the book that we all have that has, well, it's in your collection, with all the comforters. What's the word? The blankets?
The Afghans?
Yeah, I think that's the word I'm looking for. All that. fuck, I'm tired. All the Afghans, but from Morocco and right. Norgon. Oh my god! And like I say, everything yeah. Jill makes from her is really pretty.
Yeah, I love Marley because she's funny. Well, first of all, she has that podcast that I okay. like. Mm-hmm. And then which I can't even think of the name right now. It's with my brain.
Hey, how about you sell my sweatshirt?
But she is so nice.
My dog does this. He sits on his legs like that. He tucks them under like oh, a cat. Yeah. Yeah.
Cats do that.
Yeah.
So Marley, she is so nice.
And Stephen West.
And I met her once.
Oh wow!
And I saw her at the Vogue knitting, and I'm like, I got all excited. I'm like, oh my god, it's Marley, And I went to her. I'm like, I'm your friend on Facebook, and I listen to your podcast, and I follow you on Ravelry, and Stalker. I follow your website, and because of you, I've read those books. Oh, you too. And she looks at me and she stands up. She says, I think you need a hug.
Yeah, you clearly need a hug. You kind of need a hug so now.
Awesome. I love Marley.
I also love Stephen West because I think. Like, you would think after a while, it's like, how many shawls can you design? Like, every time he puts one out, I'm like, oh, it's like something new. It's like an idea you would have never, like, the Rockefeller one was killer.
Yeah, he's good.
I haven't made any of his, but I have some of his patterns. I have some of hers, too. Like, I love their stuff, but it's just like, it's a little bit intimidating, some of the stuff they do. I'm like, I'll get there.
So next question is favorite indie dyer, and guess you can have two because I have zero. I don't have a favorite indie dyer.
My two favorite indie dyers are Dana from Unwind Yarn.
Yes.
We all know how I love her because I have a shitload of yarn from her, and I'm making the socks from the Clubway. And I really like Sarah from Another Crafty Girl. She's Ponky on Ravelry, and Dana is Crafty Girl 83. And I actually follow each other too on Facebook. I mean on Twitter.
Instagram.
Thank you. She always tags my fingernail polishes. But Sarah from Another Crafty Girl, like, she's kind of badass. Like, I'm a little bit impressed. Like, at first I was like, oh, I don't know who this, I don't even know who she is, And so I was like, oh, I'm sure her, Dana's not going to partner up with someone because they're partners in the Two Crafty Girl right. Club. I'm like, Dana's not going to partner up with someone that does sucky work and, like, her shit's been like, it's completely different how they die. And both of them, I'm just like, I love this, but I feel bad. Should I love the other one? Like, oh my God, I love them both. Yeah. Like, they're my children. Yeah, I'm an addict for both of them. And Sarah's going to start getting more of my money, too. But I really like her.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite indie dyer.
I like Pigeon Roof Studios, but her stuff is hard to catch. And I think she may have moved a big cartel off of Etsy. If you're back east, I know Kim. She has access to her place, but like beautiful. She has like these super saturated colors. Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, I haven't looked too much, and
it's pricey. It's like when you're throwing down $28 for 400 yards of finger weight, that's pretty pricey. I got excited once with some of Dana's, and I was like, I was ordering from one of the groups that I didn't make it in. I was like, oh, I really want that colorway and I really want two. And I knew how much her other stuff was and that was the number I had in my head. And she was like, do you want it on, what base do you want it on? There's a new base called Lux that has cashmere. I'm like, yeah, sign me up for that. Not looking at the price. And also when I paid for it, I was like, oh, I kind of have to give her the money for this because I've already ordered it. And it was like $28 a skein. And I was like, yeah, give me two of those.
But the Crafty Girls Club isn't much cheaper than that because it's $55 and you get 2 balls of yarn, So yeah. that's but $28. But still, I don't know
what's good. See, I'm also paying for the experience, which I'm okay with.
See, that is like, if I pay $28 for a ball of yarn, I want to know what I'm getting. Don't surprise me with that.
Well, that's the whole point. It's just like, with the theme, it's just like, what is it going to be? And they open, the thing is too, they all, after six months of the release, they'll
give it to anybody. Right?
Yeah, but in limited quantities. But I like the aspect of, I have random yarn coming to my house based on art. That makes me, the whole based on art thing really makes me tingly deep down inside. And I was like, it's all going to be awesome. And it's all, some of the stuff is, and honestly too, at the same time, it's stuff I would have never ever have purchased and freaking love. You see them in pictures, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. You get a purse, you're like, holy shit, this is awesome. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna make with it.
I mean, they're all nice, all of them that you have at home, they're very, very nice, So, all right, next question.
But Sarah this week, I was like, he's really not into this whole club thing,
Well, I think we have five more questions. How did you learn to knit?
Okay, this is kind of a long story for me. My mom, for years, tried to teach me how to crochet and knit. And finally, whenever one of my friends would get pregnant, I would ask her to make a blanket for my friends. And so my bestest friend got pregnant, and another close friend of mine got pregnant. I was like, hey, can you make them blankets? She goes, if you want your friends to have hand-knit blankets, you need to figure out how to do it yourself. I was like, what? That sounded a lot like a no, you know? So I was like, I need to figure out how to crochet. So I went, got some yarn, got a book, got the Happy Hooker book, and I figured it out. And like,
hers are the best.
Yeah, I was like, books. I know how to crochet now. My mother was ecstatic. She goes, when do you learn how to knit? I'm like, I'll never learn how to knit. Crocheting is awesome. And so I'm around, you know, looking at around Ravelry, you know, and I'm sitting like, there's a lot of really cool knitting patterns out there, and I don't know how to knit. I'm like, that sucks, you know? And so I'm at a knitting night one night, and I think this is before we start hanging out, and I'm sitting next to my friend Peggy, and I'm watching her knit. I'm like, I can fucking do that. So I went and got the Stitch and Bitch book. I went and got the Lion Brand Learn to Knit, where you use like bulky yarn on big needles and make a scarf. And I'm like, I gotta
talk yourself.
Yeah, well, after years of my mother trying to teach me and me failing. Because my mother, here's the failing part of her teaching. She would, like, sit you down and have you crochet, single crochet for miles. And it's just like, okay, that looks good. And then she would rip it all out and reball it. And you're just like, your soul, like, you know, jumps out of your chest. You're like, ah. And then, you know, she taught me how to do knit and purl at the same time, so my stuff would always curl up, and I'm like holding the life out of it, right? And then we just never did like a big chunk of garter just for me to get that rhythm, and then she would rip it all out. I'm just like, oh god. So once I started knitting, she was so happy, and I'm glad I learned before she passed how to knit, because it was just like, it's the only thing she's ever approved of me buying. You know, it's like,
yarn.
It was yarn and
you
the
go
needles.
Ahead. It's okay.
Yeah,
you can't spend $60 on a ball of yarn. That's totally fine.
Oh, yeah. When I bought my Knit Picks interchangeable, she's like, this was a good investment. Like,
you know what? They were the best investment ever.
They were, but like, my mother, I could have bought a brand new mansion in Beverly Hills for $70. My mother would be like, really, $70? You just had $70 to throw down like that? Like, she would have totally given me shit about it. But those knitting needles, just like, this is a good investment. I was like, I could have bought the moon for $70. She'd be like, really? You bought the moon? You spent $70 on the moon. That's you just funny. Nickel and dime yourself to death. That's what would have been my mother's comment, you know? But knitting needles, she was all for that shit.
Smart woman.
But yeah, so it was, I go, Mom, Peggy, book, kit.
Well, I learned.
But Debbie stole her, dude, both times.
Debbie still love her. I learned knitting.
And watching Jill and Melissa and Debbie at knit night at the spot, like I can do that.
No.
Like,
sorry.
I can do that.
Not on a Fair Isle sweater that you're going to stick in the darkness of the spot.
Yeah, I'm not.
While
I
you're
say
chatting
I'm be
to
Jill.
Other people.
Okay,
I don't know if any one of us can do that.
It was inspiring. I remember clearly sitting next to Jill, and she's talking, reading a color chart, and doing Fair Isle in the dark as the spot, right? Because it's like, It's like a dungeon in there. And
for those of us who are listening, for those of the people who are listening and don't live in Culver City, the spot is a little coffee shop where we meet, and it is
it's like knitting the candlelight. Okay,
yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at her, and she's just pissing me off because it's like, and she's like, ha 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 ha. I'm like, that would be so, and she's not even just doing a sweater; she's doing a purse. So it has decreases. I'm like, really? Because I would jack that up. In every way possible.
I know. Me too. I couldn't even do it watching TV. I would have to focus on it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, moving on. How did I learn how to knit?
Stop rushing me through my answers. Go ahead.
No, you only took 7 minutes.
It may be long. Ooh, we're already in an hour. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Hurry up. Why are you chit-chatting?
So I learned knitting, crocheting, sewing, cooking. Cross
in school.
Not cross stitch. What's that other one with the latch hook?
Oh my god, it looks so violent when you do it. Oh my god, are you digging holes?
Macrame, all of that we learned in school when I was about 12, 13 years old. I hated every second of it, never looked at it ever again until 20 something years later when I saw somebody at work during a class crocheting this beautiful blanket next to me. I'm like, I want to do that.
I want to do that.
And I found, she's like, why don't you go to the Lion Brand site? There's patterns you can look at. I'm like, oh, I need to do this. This is my first.
I must make it all.
Of have to do. And then I went and to Joanne's or Michael's or something, picked up some needles, picked up some crochet hook and started crocheting, and it all came back because that's something that's inborn. Once you know it, you know it forever. Started making a shawl and ended up with a triangle. I'm like, what happened? Why is it a triangle? What's the chain at the end of it?
The chain at the end will
nobody
get
tells you.
You.
But luckily, I had people at work who meet up every day at
that's
lunchtime
awesome.
Outside and they crochet and knit and all that. And so I started crocheting, and then there were so many patterns that were knit that I liked. I was like, all right.
Yep, me too.
I'll go there too. And then, and I have no preference. I thought about it the other day. I was talking to somebody again. No preference, crochet or knit. It's all the same. There is no one over the other. I can't say, because sometimes I feel like crocheting, and I have no interest in knitting, and then I feel like, oh, I must knit, and no interest in crochet.
I agree with that to like 90%. And some days I'm like, knitting is superior. Knitting is so superior. And some days I'm like, crochet.
Right.
But usually I'm just like, oh, no, they're both awesome. But for me, they have very different applications. Like, I don't really want to knit. Like, I love knitted dishcloth. I just really fucking hate doing it.
I agree with you. There's certain items that you don't do a washcloth in knit. Of course you can do it.
I mean, I like the finished project better. I just don't want to waste my time knitting dishcloths. Like, I love them, I just don't want to do it.
No, they're definitely better in crochet.
You can whip them out in crochet.
I'd never want to make a sweater in crochet.
It would depend on
maybe
the
a
sweater.
Coat, but not a full sweater, because usually they're bulkier, you know.
But see, you know what? It's gotten better. It's definitely gotten better.
I want to make a granny square sweater.
I will punch you square in the face. But no, it used to be that everyone's like, yo, you can't make a sweater, or you couldn't make socks out of crochet, and they've gotten better. Like, people have figured stuff out, like ribbing and how to make that, you know, extending, like doing the extended double crochet or half double crochet, and they figured out how to get that fineness and get that bulkiness out of it, which I think has made, like, they're doing a knit along on Lion Brand, and I love that sweater, and I keep looking at it, and I'm like,
a Lion Brand Ravelry group, or where?
On
their website?
On Lion Brand.
Because I really need another knit along.
See, I listen to their blog, and you can go.
Oh, I love their blog.
Yeah, so they're
their podcast,
but they're doing one, and it's like, ooh, and
Zanti, right?
Yeah, Zanti, and I forget the other girl's name,
Michelle,
I think. But I love, like, the one they were working on. I'm like, I kind of want to make that because it's cute and it doesn't look bulky, but I could stand, you know. Oh, I'm chunky. Lord, sorry.
Hello, ADD.
I looked at myself sideways. I'm like, Lord, but your cat. But and sewing, I learned how to sew at a very, very, very young age, and didn't do it a while until after I finished college, and kind of dabbled in it after college, and then, like, over the last 2 or 3 years, I'm like, I should do more sewing. And now I have 5 sewing machines, only one of which actually works, and I love, and I was working that bitch out last night, putting that damn binding on my quilt.
We learned in school sewing, and I had to make an apron that looked more like something the Three Musketeers would wear, because it was like this thing that you put over your head, and it was round shape. I hated that. My mother is a seamstress by profession. Both my grandmothers were seamstresses by profession, so I've been around
your mom
it
even
all,
thinks
and
my
I had
shit's the
no
bomb.
Interest.
Hmm? Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
But now I'm interested, of course. All right, let's go on to the next question.
Okay.
And the question is, how many hours a week for knitting, crocheting do you spend?
I would like to say 3 to 5 hours. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's more. Sometimes it's less. Especially when I get towards an end of a project, like, I'll just start churning it out. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. I've been doing this for 2 hours. Let's bring on 5 more. You know, like, I'll crank through. But, like, this week it's been almost all sewing, you know, because
right.
I'm trying to get through the quilt.
Well, that's one of our things is that we're doing not just knitting, crocheting, but there's also the sewing.
Yep.
And then there is... Every once in a while, the Mod Podge comes out. And
yeah,
like,
I got
glue
shit now.
You know,
yep.
And spray paint things. Or
oh,
whatever,
you know how I feel
you
about
know?
Spray paint.
Right. So I have, as an answer, varies, because sometimes I come home from work, I'm tired, I need to sleep.
Yeah.
Other times I'm like, oh, I can knit right here at work right now. You know?
Yeah,
I
you
mean,
knit
it,
at work,
but
I don't get to do
it. It just depends completely on. It totally varies. There is no. Another thing. Favorite thing to do while knitting?
Either watch TV and sit on the couch with my dog, or if I'm out, like, with friends, I like knitting with friends.
I have almost the identical answer, which is chat with friends or watch my secret shows.
Mine aren't secret. They're all horrible. I don't care.
Mine is, that one has General Hospital? Bad. No, I'm a year and a half behind now. Really bad. No, Heart of Dixie has come back. Oh, my gosh. I love that show.
Oh, I can't talk. I'm watching the same thing Caitlin watches. She watches the Dallas Cowgirls making the team. I'm like, oh my God, it's just not me watching the show. Thank God. Thank God.
Funny. All right. Favorite place to knit?
Anywhere. But if I'm trying to be productive, home by myself. And if I'm trying to be social, coffee shops.
And I have favorite place to knit, knitting groups, wherever they are. Or in front of the TV with my secret shows.
You and your secret love affair with your secret shows. So who's your favorite dream knitter to knit alongside with?
Barbara Walker. And that doesn't make much sense coming out right now because we didn't do the Vogue knitting review. But what happened in Vogue knitting, there's an interview with her. What's her name? Max Winson, mm-hmm. daughter of Elizabeth Zimmerman. Yes, Max Winson. Mm-hmm. She did an interview with Barbara Walker, and I read that. I was like, oh my God, she's awesome.
Yeah. And,
well, we'll talk about it next time because we're going to do that review next time. Yeah, that's my answer.
And this sounds weird.
Oh, Marley.
Oh, gosh. This sounds really weird because this person is semi-accessible. I'd have to say Amy Beth from the Fat Squirrel Squeeze.
Right.
Because she's A, hilarious.
Right, that was so fun.
B, hilarious. C, she cranks out an amazing amount of stuff. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I just want to sit and just be like,
I would also like to work with Kim from Craft Stash in mm-hmm. New York. Because A, she's in New York.
Kim, she's just using you for your location.
Right. And B, she's really funny. I love her.
We would sit and talk hair, though, because we have the same type of hair. I just pump her for information.
Yeah, I would not take you along because I'm not interested in the hour-long hair talk.
We would be talking no way. But I would want to sit next to Amy Beth because she's very...
God, she must be funny.
Oh, she is so funny. Totally my type of humor. Yeah. And she's when they did, she went to...
I love her faces when she does them. You know?
If you randomly pause her, like, so you have to stop and pause her, like, you get the best faces from her. But, like, when she was at, was it SSK? When she was at SSK, like, she was like, look, she goes, you know, come up and talk to me. She goes, but here's the thing you need to be warned about. She goes, I'm bigger than you think. She goes, if you only see me from here up. She goes, but I'm bigger than you. And she's so not. Like, I've seen pictures. I'm like, she's exactly what I thought. And then she's like, I'm really loud, and I'm going to interrupt you a lot just because I'm excited. You know? But she just, like, I love her type of humor. I love her type of intelligence. And it's like, she's really, I mean, I just want to sit and watch and see how much she can get done in a limited amount of time. Because she, I mean, how many hats has she made? How many sweaters, right? Full-size sweaters?
Big old sweaters.
Yeah, she's not a size 4, neither am I. But, you know, she's making fairly, you know, decent-sized sweaters, sleeves, pockets.
Does she work?
No. She does, but she does now
have
her...
That's what she does. She sits at home all day knitting.
No, but she does have her big cartel shop that she does crank out a lot of stuff for. She makes the bags and fiber.
I know, I'm kidding. I mean, I know how hard it is.
And she raises a kid, you know?
If you are at home.
And she raises a husband.
So many other things to do.
Sit at home, yeah. I'm sure. But she does say if she's sitting, she's knitting. And she goes, sometimes if I'm standing, I'm knitting. Like, and it does seem like.
That's like chill.
And that's why Jill gets so much shit done.
When we drove over to your house, it was Lisa and I were sitting in the front. We were chatting,
uh-huh.
and Jill was in the meantime, like sweatshop in the back in the dark car, right? But that's any opportunity she'll pick it up.
But that's why. That's how I got through my sockhead hat because I was like, you know what? I'm not.
Yeah, that sockhead hat that took like a year.
But you know, once you get past the the 1x1, 2x2 ribbing. 4 inches of that, the rest of that hat freaking flies by. Like, it's like you, once you, it's the 2x2 ribbing takes twice as long as like the 9 inches of stockinette and around. Like,
yeah, I'm not a big fan of ribbing either.
But you know what though? Like, it's, I love that. Like, I'm sitting around waiting for it to get cold enough and for me to have a day where my hair is pinned back well enough that I can wear that hat. Because now I'm like, I may be going to Supercross in the like January, February, and it gets cold out there at Supercross. I'm like,
what is Supercross?
Oh, it's motocross racing. Oh, okay. That I'm like, do I really want to explain that? It's motocross racing, but it's a series, and there's one that goes through Anaheim. And I've been before, and the Dingo and my friend Juco made a good point. They're like, you didn't have a good time because you got crappy seats. You weren't with someone that you were really jazzed about going. You were just with one other person. I was sitting in like, I was a little bit afraid because I was the only black person in my area. We kind of had a couple of rough looking guys and like there was puke on the floor.
Nice.
All you could smell was, you know,
Are you going to go with a bunch of friends this time?
Yeah, going to go with a different group of people. No one told me it was going to be freaking 2 degrees outside, you know. So she's like, no, we'll go this year, you know. And it'll be better. So I'm like, maybe I should make another sock head for that because apparently I'm on crack.
How many days is it you need to have different scarf and hat and gloves?
I'm only
going
to go to one
day.
Race because it moves from city to city around the country. Okay. But I'm like, I should make another sock head for that. No, I shouldn't. I should just wear the one I've made. And maybe make the Dingle one if we're still going strong. No. Then I will make him one. If we go together, I will make him a sock head.
Still make him a sweater.
I will not make him a sweater.
Good.
Although he looks good in sweaters. Sorry.
Last question, and we're at an hour and 15
minutes. No, that was the last question. Oh, the last question was, what do you knit the most of?
Yeah, what do you knit the most of?
Hats and dishcloths.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about the dishcloths. I was thinking chemo hats because I make one a month, you know, so...
I mean, think about it, like my last 5 things I finished were all hats. I made the sock head. I made the hat for my friend Rochelle. I made the one that has the buttons up the side with the dark trim. I made the one that scrunches down, that's blue, that has a little flower on it. I made that cotton one, the bulky cotton one. Like, I've made the last 5 things I finished all then. Well, not counting the well, it was either a hat
or
one of those Twirly Girl dishcloths because I made 10 of those.
Well, my last 5 things were the 2 chemo hats. A sock monkey, a scarf for the sock monkey,
yeah,
and a
hat
for
the
sock
monkey.
There's a lot of hats in there, too.
That sock monkey is colossal.
It's gigantic.
Like, it's a small... It's. I mean, this is the size of a small child with creepy arms, but a small...
And a creepier tail,
like,
even.
Oops, sorry, cat. I'll pick it up in a second, but, like... This is literally, look at this. This is a small baby.
Like
it's a normal size baby.
It's so funny, you're holding him like a baby. She's cradling him.
Because I hold baby like this, too. And I do this, too. It's total woman DNA. I'm like, and as soon as I pick him up like this, I'm all, hey, monkey butt. But, I remember I was reading, I'll say this and then wish you go. But I was reading this one thing, this lady said, you know, it was her first kid. See, look at this junk.
No, she's just, she was... Like cleans herself, but she's really noisy. So annoying.
What do you call it? She said she was standing in line, and the cashier was like, "You have a new baby at home." She goes, "How do you know?" She goes, "You were rocking your bag of flour." Like she had a bag of flour and she was bouncing it, like she was
that's
holding
funny.
It. And like she goes, "We've had a lot of sleepless nights, and that's been like my motion to get the kids asleep." So she's standing in the grocery store line with her bag of, you know, 5-pound Chemex. Standing around, bouncing it on her hip, and like the cashier immediately knew what it was.
That's
you know?
Funny. Alrighty.
Every blue moon I do that, I'm not gonna lie.
Next time we will discuss this Vogue knitting magazine that has a really nice letter with it that says your subscription has expired.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
It's expired. It's gone.
This is the one thing I wish Bailey would do is like
play.
I mean, he does play, but, like, he likes to chase money.
Okay.
And toilet paper. He loves toilet paper.
It's a cat thing.
Oh, no. Because I always smack him in the face with paper.
I think your dog is confused about it.
He loves cats, too. I'm going to smack you. He's like, you know what? Fuck you with the pen.
It turned your head.
It's just like, damn it. Stop punching me in the face with that thing.
You can't find that song anymore. Oh, it was Brown Sugar.
Did it get you? Did he hit you? She's like, I'm not playing with you anymore. Go away. So I'm going to fart on your sweatshirt. And then we're going to go sit down.
Okay.
Yep, there we go. That's my dog.
I agree.
Peace out, girls. Stop. This song is horrible. Fox does not say Everyone sing along. Just around midnight. Brown sugar. Okay, this is a song about me.
Yeah,
I like
cocaine.
Yes. Heroin. I like heroin. I'm expensive like heroin.
All right, everybody.
Have a great 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.